City and state legislators have just 13 days before they're required to vote on a plan to charge an $8 fee to drivers to enter the busiest parts of Manhattan. Yet congestion pricing seems far from their minds. The economy, the mood on Wall Street, and the upcoming city and state budgets seem to loom larger. Mayor Bloomberg sought to remind legislators of the importance of congestion pricing by appearing with U.S. Transportation Secretary Mary Peters, who supports the mayor's plan and is promising millions in federal aid if it's approved.
I think congestion is a major problem that's facing this nation today, and it's causing us to lose productivity, to lose competitiveness, but also it affects our families in a very negative way. That's why I think the U.S. government gains so much by having a successful project in a city like New York City, so that we can take the successes that we learn here and migrate them to other areas.
WNYC's Matthew Sherman joins me now to talk about the state of congestion pricing. Matthew, what did Bloomberg and Secretary Peters do to tout congestion pricing today?
The two of them spent about 3 hours together and with reporters, first at the Crane's New York Business Breakfast in front of 300 or so business leaders, basically outlining their case for congestion pricing. Then they took us on board the Staten Island Ferry and then on a bus trip, of all things. And the point there was to demonstrate a signal timing system that the MTA has put into place on this one stretch of road in Staten Island that basically will turn traffic signals green when a bus is coming up on it, and it will speed people's commute by about 15-20% every day. It was an example of just how this money from congestion pricing could be used.
So with this deadline looming, Matthew, of March 31st for state lawmakers and the city council to consider congestion pricing, what was the mayor's tone?
He really lashed out at a couple of his critics, Anthony Weiner, the congressman from Brooklyn, Governor Corzine from New Jersey, who's gone a little tepid on this issue, as well as Comptroller Thompson even. He's always been very dramatic. He thinks that congestion pricing holds the key to the city's future. Today, he seemed a little bit overdramatic.
Do you want to have a world for your kids or your grandkids or yourself now? The air you breathe is now. The global warming issue is down the road, but significant. I assume people would care about that. The congestion is letting you have a better economy and a job now.
Clearly, he's getting more and more anxious about whether or not this will get passed.
Mayor Bloomberg met with New York's new governor, David Paterson, this afternoon. Paterson said the mayor made a strong argument for congestion pricing, one he said he'd consider in the next few days. What's been his position on congestion pricing?
He's never been very committal about it. Spitzer was always very much for it. Paterson comes from Harlem. His fellow legislators from there are pretty much undecided. So this may well slow down things a little for the mayor.
Why is Governor Corzine's support important? You said that he's backing off from any support of it. Why does he need to be involved?
Technically speaking, he doesn't, because he doesn't vote in the state legislature or in the city council. But he does control half of the Port Authority. And one of the big arguments that state legislators are putting out there against congestion pricing is that this isn't fair. New Yorkers have to pay the extra congestion fee. But New Jerseyans already pay or will pay $8 to go over the Hudson River bridges. And that will be subtracted from their congestion fee, and they won't end up paying any congestion fee. So in order to get around this, what people are talking about doing is having the Port Authority contribute some of that money from those tolls to the MTA. And in order to do that, the mayor has to get Corzine on board.
With the economy looming large, these budget negotiations really taking lawmakers' focus, what do you feel is the chance of congestion pricing meeting approval in Albany?
I think it was probably less than it would have been a couple of weeks ago. But this is the type of thing where I almost imagine all these legislators, they're like teenage boys around a quarry. They're waiting for the other guy to jump first. Once the other guy jumps, they'll all jump in. So this thing could change on a moment's notice.
WNYC's Matthew Sherman on congestion pricing. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And this is WNYC.